Sunday baseball on deck. Shuckers rounding out a six-game set today with the Rocket City Trash Pandas as we welcome you back inside the Shuckers pregame show. As always on Sundays, it's time for our Community Corner segment. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Shuckers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell. David, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm glad to be back.
It's been a fun week at the ballpark. I know you've been doing a lot in the community this week. Players have been out in the community as well. But how fun is it to be around this ballpark, around this community with this team, with as well as this team's been playing in the second half?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun when you're not losing games. And the guys have been playing well. They've been playing great team effort all the way around last night. Hope for more of the same today.
A lot of stuff this week in the community with players. Some of them involved Eric Brown Jr. hanging out with some puppies earlier in the week. What have the guys been up to this week?
Yeah, Tuesday we went over to the Humane Society to visit with some of their dogs and cats that they have over there currently. This is just a good PSA for everybody. Listen, shelters and clinics and all over the place are running out of room. They are all overloaded. They all have too many animals. So please go adopt a dog. Please go adopt a cat. If you can take care of it, please do that. But anyway, we went over there on Tuesday to help them with the project that they're working on. And Eric Brown sat there on the floor probably for about 10 minutes with the cutest little puppy you ever saw. He was in heaven. He had a great time, and hopefully we end up with a couple of those dogs getting adopted by some unnamed players going forward.
What's it been like, obviously, with this team in the community? We've talked about it before. It is such a big impact, but especially for these guys going to hang out at the Humane Society, at a shelter, it's going to be a good release for the guys as well, no?
Oh, for sure. I think it allows them to take their minds off of baseball for, you know, an hour or so. And you know, not only that, but they love doing it. They love hanging out with the people around town. They love hanging out with the people out in the community. And these are just great guys on this team. And so it really does make my job way too easy.
Last night, Heart of a Shucker Community Fund gave a $4,000 donation to Vets Recover, an organization in the area. I know you lead all things that have to do with the Heart of the Shucker Community Fund. What went into that decision to select a place like Vets Recover as the one to get that donation?
Yeah, so we were looking to expand within our triangle. We've got a donation later coming this season out in the New Orleans area, but we wanted to stretch our wings a little bit and start building those relationships in the Mobile area. And I came across Vets Recover several months ago and met with their director of operations and learned a lot about it then. I even learned some things about it last night. Vets Recover is one of two residential detox centers in the state of Alabama. For reference, the state of Mississippi has 15 and the city of Nashville has 20. But the state of Alabama only has two, one in Birmingham and one in Mobile. And the one in Mobile is the only non-for-profit. So had some good conversation with their founder and CEO, John Kilpatrick, who was a colonel in the Army, and really just deepened our relationship with them. And we're going to help with some fundraising options with them going forward as well. So looking forward to that, building out that relationship.
The other big announcement this week, and I know you're excited about this, is a big music guy. Shuckers, once the Shuckers season ends, and Shuckers fans are hoping it ends with a title and quite the fun celebration, but Shuckers will be hosting a music festival called the Grand Slam Jam. Tickets went on sale this week. A lot of cool artists, a lot of local artists as well. How excited are you to be able to put this together and to have the Shuckers host this event in early October?
Yeah, I can't tell you. I still get chills thinking about it. You know, obviously people have been clamoring for outside of season events here at the stadium for a long time, and I'm thankful that we get to be the ones that bring it to them. I'm thankful that we get to not only play a part in it, but with Ground Zero Blues Club, with just deepening our relationship and partnership with them. They've been great to work with so far, and I have no doubt this is going to be a fantastic festival. One that we hope is around for a long, long time.
Is there an artist that you're really excited to see? Because I know there's a lot of different artists that you have some connections here to the coast, connections to New Orleans. Is there one that stands out that you're really excited to hear live?
I am looking forward to hearing all of them. Chapel Heart being from right over here in Poplarville, we've heard so many good things about them being a part of this festival, and I'm excited for that. And I got Tim Duggar coming down from Nashville. Tim Duggar plays a lot of music out on the NASCAR at the several different races. Talladega's racing that weekend, but he'll be here, so that's kind of cool to be able to have him be a part of it. He's got some cool relationships and friendships that he's bringing to the table. But as a big 90s country fan myself, Tim and I see eye to eye on a lot of our favorites, so excited about that.
Are you getting a special concert from the one and only David Blackwell?
September 22nd, I'll be playing over at Ground Zero Blues Club in support of Back Bay Mission. It's David Blackwell in the bullpen. We had a name change. Not in New Orleans any longer, so we took away the Big Easy, and we're going with the bullpen. And, you know, bullpen is a bunch of relief guys, and so that's kind of what my band is. They make my job easier, but they also interchange in and out. So David Blackwell in the bullpen, Ground Zero on the 22nd, and you know, I am choosing not to have any part in this year's Grand Slam Jam, but, you know, maybe in the future.
Maybe you'll be a guest. Someone will bring you out, right? Yeah. One of the cameos in the music festival.
I'm 100% in for it. Whoever that ends up being, we're good to go with it.
David, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David.
This has been today's pregame show. Back after this in the Lexus Checkers Radio Network.